Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, July 13th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Labor Department says inflation rose to 9.1% last month as compared to a year ago, the highest level in more than 40 years. Costs were up broadly across the economy, with gasoline far outpacing other categories. Housing and food price increases were also major contributors to inflation. But economists say recent developments could point to some relief in the coming months. Expectations of slowing economic growth worldwide have led to a decline in commodity prices, including oil, copper, wheat, and corn, and retailers have warned of the need to discount products as consumer spending habits change. President Biden arrived in Israel this morning, the first leg of a high-stakes trip to the Middle East. U.S. officials say the four-day trip to Israel and Saudi Arabia is an opportunity to strengthen ties between the countries, counter threats from Iran, and call for extending the ceasefire between Saudi Arabia and Yemen. But many of the president's allies said the agenda should also include substantial progress on energy or human rights issues. And Delta Airlines reported a second-quarter profit as it was able to offset rising fuel costs by charging higher fares. Other key contributors to Delta's bottom line were the continued recovery of corporate and international travel. The airline also said it's on track to post further profits in the third and fourth quarters, as bookings are still relatively strong heading into fall and winter. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.